for us as African-American men, if you look at the marathon community, the BIPOC community makes up 5% of the nation. 5% of marathon runners are BIPOC.
Okay.
So that means when we show up to the race and there's 3,000 people, what, about 30 of us there, right? You show up to a race and there's 300 people, there's like three or four of you there, right? But then when you see that beacon on that chest of someone, it makes you feel welcome.
Hello, my name is Devin Haskins, and you're listening to the RVA Running Man podcast, a show discussing topics related to recreational running and fitness. In today's episode, I speak with Jeff Armstrong Sr. of the Black Men Run organization. In our conversation, we touch on how the organization got started and its mission on encouraging Black men to get out and be active. All right, I'd like to welcome to the show today Jeff Armstrong Sr. He is the International Captain Director of Chapter Success and Engagement, and the Director of Chapter Onboarding and Development, and CMO of the Black Man Run Group organization. Jeff, I'm going to just read off the mission statement that I have for the Black Man Run Run Group, so everyone knows a little bit more about the group. The mission statement that's on the website is to encourage health and wellness among African American men by promoting a culture of running, jogging to stay fit, resulting in a healthy brotherhood. The organization has over 40 U.S. chapters and 4 overseas chapters. And Jeff is part of the Denver, Colorado chapter. So, Jeff, welcome to the show.
Thanks, man. Appreciate the invite. I'm excited and always love to share BMR whenever I can.
Yeah, good. And like the conversation I've had with you offline is I'm a member of the Richmond chapter, Chris and Stan there. Just start off, just tell us a little bit about yourself and the things that you do with Black Man Run Group.
Wow. So again, Jeff Armstrong Sr., I'm 45 years old. Been running for probably over inconsistently for 25 years. Started when I first got into the military when I was like 17. Mm-hmm. After running the military, of course, I was in the Army Reserve for a little while. Did that, and then I've run off and on over the years. You know, someone said, hey, we want to do a team in the Colfax Marathon, or hey, I was in the Spartan races and obstacle racing for a little while, and did that because it wasn't just running. You run, do an obstacle. I was like, that's a lot funner than just running.
Yeah.
And 3 years ago, I really got back into running. I guess 4 years ago now, it started when COVID hit. So when COVID hit, you know, they sent all the kids home, and I was like, okay, we're not going to have y'all just sitting around the house all day, every day. We're going to go for a walk. Every day, we're going to walk a mile.
Yeah.
And so that's kind of what we started. We started walking, and the walking got boring to me. I'm super, super duper competitive. So I was like, so we're walking, and I can actually, in the neighborhood we were living in at the time, you could pretty much see a mile back and forth. So I said, hey, I'm going to jog. You guys walk, and, you know, we'll meet back here. And it got to the point where, again, like 4 years ago, I couldn't even run a mile.
Wow.
I could jog like a block and then jog and then walk a mile and jog a block. And so I just worked my way up from there. And then just found Black Men Run right after the Ahmaud Arbery murder that happened.
Yeah.
I was like, man, I gotta find some brothers that I can run with. So I Googled Black runners in Colorado and I found Black Men Run. And that's kind of how I initially got started with Black Men Run. It was a chapter that I find out nowadays was about to get closed because it wasn't very active, which I can actually say that when I first joined, it wasn't very active. I ended up becoming the captain for Denver after a few months when the captain stepped down because he was going into politics. Me and I'm sure you know Raheem the Dream, you probably heard that name before.
Mm-hmm.
Me and Raheem and a couple other guys took it over. And pretty much me and Raheem built up the chapter to where it is today. The work that I was putting in Denver kind of helped propel me to be asked to be a part of the senior leadership team. So now Raheem is the actual captain for Denver, along with Chris and Dondre, excellent chapter, excellent captains, man. And now I'm on the senior leadership team as the international captain and CMO.
Good. So, all right, going back a little bit to what you said about what got you into running, was COVID a big reason why, or the posture that we're in with COVID, did that introduce you to the world of running?
No, I'd already run before again. Like I've done, again, I was doing Spartan races. I ran a relay in the Koufax Marathon. I ran like a six, the first leg, which was 6 miles. I trained for it and did all that. So I know how to train and how to do it. I'm a super active person, man. I do, I play basketball. I'm in martial arts. I'm a black belt in Muay Thai. Wow. I'm a personal trainer. I work out a lot. I ride my bike. And running is like last on the list. It's always been last. And the brotherhood has helped propel it from last to be more towards the front of the thing that I do the most out of all five of the things that I do because of the brotherhood, you know, seeing the brothers posting on social media, seeing the brothers, we have a couple of different apps where we communicate and we're looking at each other, seeing what each other's doing and encouraging each other, linking up with each other, and then being excited to go to other cities and run with people, man, that is what has propelled running to be more important than it probably ever has been in my life.
Do you know what spawned the idea of the Black Man Run group? What was the engine behind the creation of the group?
Yeah. So Jason Russell and Edward Walton are our founders, right? So Jason and Ed are friends. They live in Atlanta, Georgia. Jason went to Ed and said, hey, let's do this for our community. Look at these health numbers. Look at the numbers. Like we suffer from the most when it comes to high blood pressure, hypertension, diabetes, like all these different areas where black men suffer. And Jason took it to Ed and Ed was like, nope, I don't want to do it. And he was like, you know, they had conversations back and forth. And then eventually Ed came around because Ed is super competitive. I don't know if you met Ed, but Ed is super competitive. So Jason brought the more of the health and let's do this for our brother's side of it. And then Ed brought the competitive side of it and brought it together. So that's what formed Black Men Run, is those two individuals coming together, recognizing that, one, we need to be healthier, but also we're good at this.
Yeah.
Like we can come out here and we can run. We can run with anybody else. So that's what spawned it. And now we're at year 11 this year.
Wow. What makes the experience in the Black Men Run group or participating Black Men Run groups unique for, let's say, a first time runner or a seasoned runner? What makes that unique?
Well, for me, I think that when you see the Black Men Run, right, when you see it, it's like a beacon, right? Like you, I'm sure you watch Batman, right? And they flash up the bat signal, right? You know, that there's somebody to come and help you, right? For us as African-American men, if you look at the marathon community, the BIPOC community makes up 5% of the nation. 5% of marathon runners are BIPOC.
Okay.
So that means when we show up to the race and there's 3,000 people, what, about 30 of us there, right? You show up to a race and there's 300 people, there's like three or four of you there, right? But then when you see that beacon on that chest of someone, it makes you feel welcome, right? So then when you show up to, when you see that initially, you're like, hey, what is that all about, right? You tell them what's about, then when they come, they get to hear it. So like every chapter kind of does their group runs different. We have, we definitely follow the No Man Left Behind rule. You know, there's always somebody in the back. We run in probably a couple of different little sections, but everybody can see each other. We're always talking to each other. We stretch out before we run. We like to fellowship after we run as well. But then we're also sharing with each other because most of the time someone who's coming out new is most of the time they're new to running. And so they have all these questions like, how long have you been running? How do you run in the cold? And how do you do this? So we're constantly sharing. Then the next thing you know, you're exchanging phone numbers and you're linking up. And now you've created this relationship with a brother who you didn't know yesterday. Now you know him today. And then after a year, you recognize that you got a great friend now from running.
Yeah. And I got to kind of echo what you just said, because, you know, I live in Richmond, Virginia. Most of the groups that I participated in or participated with prior to participating in the Black Men Run group, I felt like the unicorn. It was just me. Like it was me. And I'd say there's nothing wrong with the groups, but I think something can be said about the level of comfort for some people to begin running with. And you're different. You're the only person that's you, that looks like you. Do you think, you know, that's one of the major contributing factor of the Black Men Run group's success is having some, you know, having, like you say, that beacon there. Is that a reason why you guys have, we've grown to 40, over 40 US chapters and 44 overseas chapters?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I can say that for myself. I mean, living in Colorado, we're 10% in Colorado, just in the population alone. And then the little town I live in Parker South, it's 1%
Wow.
black. So I run in my neighborhood all the time. I never see another black person running,
Right.
but I wear my shirt. If there is a level of comfortability to it, and there's also there's some pride in it too. You know, like I joined a group down here called the Parker Run Club, and I've run with them a couple of times, and I'm on their Facebook page. And you know, one day I posted my I've been post I post daily. If you don't follow me on social, I post all my stuff, all my running, all my fitness. I post it constantly, and I post it on all a lot of pages. I'm sure I post it on you guys' pages sometimes, and post on the Parker Run Club page. And somebody wanted to say something one day. Finally, I guess he got up enough guts to say ask me about it. And was like, hey, what's up with the black men run thing? Like, what if we I had a shirt that said white men play basketball? And you know, we get that all the time. And you know, I paused for a second, and you know, I had to put my personal, I mean my professional hat on. And you know, I gave him all the stats and told him all the things. And he was like, okay, that makes sense. He's like, I hope I didn't offend you in any way or whatever like that stuff. But you know, I addressed it because it needs to be. And we don't, if we don't have this, you know, then we just show up, we run, we go home. But now we actually, we show up, we run, we go to people's events, we go help celebrate birthdays and anniversaries and all these other things together. And we don't show up for each other. There's a guy here named Glenn Harrison. Glenn, I believe, is in his 60s. And Glenn, was telling Raheem that, yeah, man, when I go running, he's an avid runner. I'm talking, he's a super runner. He's like, yeah, man, I'll be running, and like these white guys be telling me I'm the only black guy. Where's the other brothers at? You know, kind of joking with or whatever. So he was like, which race is that? So it was a race we showed up 20 deep to. That next year, we were 20 deep with my wife was there, my son. There was other wives and kids in there. We were in there showing out to say, hey, he's not alone. There are more of us out there, and we're coming together.
And I guess would you say, the name Black Men Run Group, I can see how, like you said, that can rub some people the wrong way. Would you say that's more so a moniker of encouraging black men to run and not necessarily anything negative against anyone else running? Is
Absolutely.
that
We tell people all the time, we're black men run, but anybody can run with us. Doesn't
right?
matter who you are, you can come run with us. You might be restricted on some of our pages on social media, but you anybody can run with us. And we want everybody to run with us. We run with other groups, and other groups run with us. But yes, it does rub people the wrong way, but that is not my fault. If you have questions, come ask. Don't just automatically get offended and say, oh, a color-based organization, huh? All color that only that color can do that, like. No, man, how about you ask a valid question like, what is Black Men Run? And then I can tell you, and that might change your mind. But a lot of people, we live in a society where, you know, people are, you're either on one side or the other. And regardless of what somebody might say, you like, well, I'm 100% on their side. It's like, no, man, you don't have to be like that. You know, you have a mind of your own. You don't have to agree with everything someone says, right? I'm on the senior leadership team for BMR. I don't agree with everything that everybody in the senior leadership team says. So we talk about it, we discuss it. I don't go along with everything my wife has to say. We've been married 19 years. I don't go along with everything that she says, and she doesn't go along with everything that
That's
I
me.
say, right? You got to have that fine line, but also get clarity. Ask for clarity. And most people don't take the time to ask for clarity. Most people don't even listen to a video that you posted explaining what Black Men Run is. All they see is a shirt. And they're immediately offended. And I believe it goes back to the whole Black Lives Matter thing, right? When people see Black Lives Matter, they, oh, all lives matter, right? Oh, black men run. Oh, white men run too. And this, yeah, they do. But it's 95% of y'all are running. 5%, only 5% of us are. We're trying to get healthy too, bro. That's what we're trying to do.
And I did a show, I think last year, that was going over the myth, as I kind of put it in the show, the myth of the black runner, based upon my experience of running and there being a lack of seeing runners that look like me in different groups. And some of the surveys and the data that I saw kind of pointed to the socioeconomic issues that African Americans dealt with. What do you think are some of the things that we can do to help get away from that trend?
So a couple of things. For one, go to the hood and run. Run in the hood. Now, Denver don't have any hoods anymore, unfortunately. It's all been gentrified. But go to the areas where you know that Black people are going to be, and you run in those areas, and you set up group runs in those areas. Also, going to reaching out and partnering with Black-owned businesses and say, "Hey, we want to do a group run here. What are your hours? What do y'all serve? And after we're done, we're going to solicit your business, and we're going to eat here." Feed and give back to the Black community that way. Also, going to like health fairs in the Black communities and the BIPOC communities as well, and setting up and having tables there. You get in front of people who are there to usually to get healthy, right? And they probably don't run, but letting them know that, hey, we walk too. You don't have to come run. You walk, somebody will walk with you. We'll start where you are and get you to where you want to be. And if it's just to be a walker, you could be a walker. And then also getting out to the schools, man, and trying to find a way to get into some of these schools, because we have guys who are like referees, we have guys who are coaches, and going out and talking to them about, hey, when you get out of school, you still want to be in shape. Here's a group that you can be a part of.
And I think those a lot of all of the things that you mentioned are really good steps forward. But I think just opinion wise, we have to be active, meaning you have to initiate it. And a lot of us, we're just starting. We're just starting. So hopefully, as we have groups such as Black Men Run Group that initiate things, in which I have a question. What are some of the activities that Black Men Run do to promote the message, to promote your mission?
So we have, if you look at Black Men Run, we talk about 40 chapters, right, and four overseas. Then you think about the amount of people that that encompasses, right? So that encompasses anybody who's like me, who works for a telecommunications company, all the way to people who are doctors, right? So there are several doctors, people who are in mental health, people who are in personal training and fitness, and all those different areas that help feed information up to the SLT, and we feed go back and forth on ideas and things that we can do to push this healthy trend in our different areas, right? Because it's different in different cities. Like again, in Memphis, you have a much bigger Black community versus in Denver versus in Detroit. So your approach is going to be different based on the city. But the way that we communicate with each other, with all of our captains and vice captains, and we have monthly meetings where we talk about what's going on and the things that we're trying to do, then you're able to shoot off ideas like, hey, I'm struggling in this area. How do we get more focus on the health in the city of Detroit? Oh, well, this is what they're doing in Wisconsin. That person can say, hey, yeah, this is what we're doing. Hey, call your which a lot of us have done this, is we call our local Department of Health to get the demographics, like, what are people suffering from, Black men suffering from the most in our neighborhoods, right? Based on the those and getting that information. And then it's like, okay, it's prostate cancer. It's whatever it is. Okay, what are we doing in our neighborhood about that? Is there a prostate cancer run that we can go and solicit? Is there a fair that we can go to and solicit? Is there some pamphlets we can pass out? Because when we get together and we have our group runs, we talk about any and everything that's going on, right? So if there's going to be a push for, hey, for this month, we want to talk about prostate cancer. So in your groups, make sure you talk to guys, see how old they are, see if they're going to get their checkups and things of that nature, right? So like for me, I turned 45 this year. I have to get mine done. So as an African American man, we have to get them at 45. So I got to get a colonoscopy in a couple of weeks. Well, whenever I got to get it done for the first time, but that's because being in Black Men Run and seeing another one of my brothers the same age as me here do it. And I'm like, I think I'm at that age. So I talked to my doctor, I told him, and he posted it on the page, like, hey brothers, it's that time. If you're at that age, go get it done. He said it's uncomfortable, but you got to go get it done. It's worth it. So
Man,
you don't want to be caught slipping.
I applaud that. I got mine done. It's quick and easy.
You don't, again, it's nothing you want to, nothing you look forward to getting done, right? But I think us as, you know, being African American and being, more at risk than in any other demographic when it comes to things like prostate cancer is important. So, I mean, I applaud you guys for doing that.
I think we share a lot. We share a lot in social media about what we're doing. You know, when someone's going through some with mental health or trying to recover from an injury or the death of a family member, I've seen in the last 3 years like BMR come together to help so many different brothers. You know, like I know older brothers who lost their wives, and people were reaching out. When we lost my mother-in-law, people were reaching out to me. You know, we had a brother who just got in a car accident, a motorcycle accident on the way to a run. And but hundreds of brothers put in funds to help pay for his medical bills. You know, and this was just last month. You know, so when we say more than a run club, like those are the things that you point to say, we're not just a run club, bro. We are a network of influence and impact. That's what we say, network of influence and impact, because the impact of all these individuals that are in these groups is phenomenal, and it reaches far more than any one person can do.
How can someone that's interested in joining a group or starting their own chapter, how do they go about doing something like that?
All right, so I would say if you want to see if there's a chapter in your city or near you first by going to blackmanrun.com. And go into running chapters, and you can see all the chapters that are listed, right? If there's one near you, usually just click on the link and it should give you some information about where they're meeting. Or it gives you a link to their Facebook page or their Strava page or maybe a Halo app. It should give you a link to go and see where these guys are meeting at. Now, if it doesn't have that information, and you can't find them on Facebook, you can always just reach out to us. I believe it's at info@blackmanrun.com. Send an email there, and we can help you find a chapter local close to you. Now, starting a chapter is a whole different. It's a process. We are very focused on making sure that we have successful chapters. So to start a chapter, there is a process. And again, you just email the info@blackmanrun.com. The process is like, hey, we want to make sure you have at least 3 to 5 guys you're meeting month, weekly, or bi-weekly. You know, get you some gear because anybody can buy gear and represent the gear. And let's see you on social media promote yourself and let's see you build it up. And we'll be following you and seeing what you're doing. And if we see that you're following those steps, then and we look like that you got some momentum going, then we'll start a chapter there. We're doing that in a city right now that we're trying to get going.
So is that an initiative? Like each year you guys look at a specific place that you want to go to or grow?
Nope, they just reach out to us. Yeah. There's always, since I've been the international captain for over a year now, there's probably been 7 different places that has reached out that wanted to start a chapter. And I've seen one of them be real serious once I gave them the criteria. So again, you know, a lot of people say they want something, but you can't just want it, you gotta do it. And so we want to see the results before we actually crown you with a chapter that's not going to be successful. Like we don't want to waste your time and anybody else's time, because it is. This is a we all volunteer. We're all volunteering to do this, right? But it never feels like a job. It has never felt like a job, because I enjoy the brotherhood so much, and I enjoy the brotherhood, the unity, and the health. Like everything I do is in those areas, so it's never work. You know, it's always for me, it's just evangelizing and the movement to say, hey, we need to get healthy, right? And I'm a health nut. Like I'm probably not as bad as some people. I'm more of a health nut on the workout side. I could do better in other areas. But I love to train, love to work out, and I love to help anybody else do the same thing.
Look, all the cross training that we started off with that you made me feel bad, man. You said you're running, you're doing jujitsu with jujitsu,
Muay
like
Thai.
Muay Thai. I'm trying to do an ultra. I'm nowhere near where you're at. So yeah, man. I
Got
think
the
you're
guys. I got all the guys you need to talk to in Denver, bro.
okay,
Down.
okay.
Those are the ultra guys. That's what they do, man. They love it. Y'all can have it. I stick to half marathons and below.
No, man, you can do it. You can do it. Look, if all the stuff that and your military got to, you got it, man. All right, so thanks again for the conversation, and all that you do, for just ushering running to the community. I hope you guys keep doing big things, and as always, I'll continue to support. But thanks for participating in the podcast today.
Thanks again to Jeff Armstrong Sr. for today's discussion. If you're interested in more information about the Black Men Run organization, please visit blackmenrun.com. Hey, if you don't want to miss any of my future episodes, please go to YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcast. Search for the RVA Running Man podcast and subscribe. Also, if you have the time, please leave a review. That helps out a lot. But until next week, I hope you guys are safe out there on the roads and trails. I'll talk to you later. Peace.